I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is TV worth talking about.
You didn't float up the wagon on a bubble.
I'm veering towards muffins.
I'm certainly going to tear yourself and piss off.
This is Shrine of Duty.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Shrine of Duty. I'm Brendan.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Rebecca. And emergency episode required.
Mother of God, guys. We are about to talk to Martin Compston, who of course plays that lovable rogue, Steve Arnott.
I can't believe I'm saying that.
Neither can I. I've had a nervous belly all morning. I couldn't really sleep last night. And to be honest, when we started doing this podcast in 2019, did we ever think that number one, we'd get to be on the TV with Ted Hastings, and number two, we'd get to interview the gorge waistcoat wearing Steve Arnott himself?
Never in our wildest dreams.
Never in our wildest dreams. I can't wait to talk to him now. He's a very busy man because he's currently filming something else at the moment, so we've got a few minutes with him, but I can't wait to see what he's got to say for himself.
Like, is he out at sea filming this? We are completely disturbing him, but he has lovely as he is, arranged a couple of minutes phone call with us, which we're so excited about via Zoom.
I'm sweating, guys.
Hannah, we got a few emails in. Actually, we got more than a few emails. It was your birthday yesterday. Wow. And so many people tweeted, Instagrammed and emailed to wish you a happy 30th.
I was actually embarrassed. You know that? Like, I was actually embarrassed by the amount of people that we've never met, that listened to this podcast, that shared that maybe they had a daughter who also had a birthday on the same day, or just said happy birthday, or shared a nice thought about the podcast. I actually couldn't get over it. So, God, thank you all so much. Embarrassed is the only way I can put it. I was really blown away. Well, we got an email from Asil Mason, and you, Brendan, sent it on last night. And the subject heading was Hannah's birthday. And essentially, she's a student of astrology for over 40 years. I mean, astrology or learning is never done. And wanted to let me know that turning 30 is huge, and that big things happen to us between 28 and 30. And then went on to send me a really, really detailed astrology reading into April 27th and 27th birthdays and all of this fabulous stuff. And I just couldn't get over how nice it is. And I sat down with a cup of tea last night and a bag of minstrels, and I read it all. And I just thought that was so lovely. So, Sil Mason, thank you so much for that amazing information and for your time.
So mystical, Hannah. It's called a Saturn return. That phase of your life is a Saturn return.
Oh, here we go.
Well, little did I know. Here we are talking to Martin Compston in my Saturn return. Like, excuse me.
Is Mercury in retrograde at the moment?
Hopefully not.
I don't even know what that means.
That's my planet.
Couldn't tell you what it means.
Yeah, no, hopefully not. No.
Does that just mean when shit goes wrong?
Yeah, I think it means when things are all over the gaff.
All right, okay.
I mean, when are they not? Oh, no, it's always in retrograde.
We truly don't want that now. But Sylvia sent us that email all the way from Toronto, Ontario in Canada, which is pretty cool.
Amazing. It is pretty cool. We are so excited for the finale of Line of Duty this Sunday. We're going to be all over your radios if you're in the UK on Friday.
Oh my God.
We will be on...
Can we talk about what you guys are doing on Friday?
Yeah, well, we're not exactly entirely sure, but in the space of 2 hours, Rebecca and myself are doing 16 interviews.
It's a junket, guys.
It feels like a press junket.
You're doing a press junket. The people in the show didn't do this much press for the bleeding show, and the two of you are doing 16 interviews on Friday. I actually can't stop laughing.
Yeah, so if you've listened to this before Friday, you will be able to hear us on Friday talking all about what we hope is going to happen on Sunday. We really feel like from watching the trailer that we're finally going to find out who H is. Also, guys, I've noticed something. So obviously we've been doing quite a few interviews on BBC Radio over the last month or so.
Like, honestly, are you saying that?
It's been amazing.
Strange.
Yeah, no, it's been really good. And I've noticed, because my surname, O'Loughlin, some parts of the UK, they pronounce it O'Loughlin, but it's spelled
really?
The same way. Yeah. So
every
producer that comes on the phone asks me how to pronounce my surname or how I pronounce my surname. And I've realized, guys, that I have my own version of Hastings,
my gosh.
A battle.
Go.
Right? And I've realized that I do it every time. I'm like, oh, it's lock, like the lock of a door. Because that's just the first thing that came to my head, and it's the easiest way to explain it. So, like, how do you pronounce your surname? And I'm like, oh, O'Loughlin, like the lock of a door.
Brendan, that is like,
Brendan, you're going to have to say that 16 times on Friday at your press junket.
But guys,
maybe I'll shake it up a bit and use different examples.
Well, you could. They say in the trailer that every single investigation is leading to this, so we are finally going to get some answers. I do hope that there are a few shocking twists and turns and squeals like we had the last time with Jill Bigelow's hair flick at the end of season 5.
Yeah, and Hannah, you kind of had a bit of a go at me the other day for not actually giving you a prediction of what I think might happen, and I've since had time to think about it. So I think we're going to find out who H is, and it's either going to be Nigel Morton or Mike Dryden.
Brendan, it wasn't a go, but I just wanted
to
pull the best answer out of you.
I know.
I just felt you
it took me a day or two
to a better prediction than the shite that you were talking about.
I just talked around it. I didn't give you an answer. My answer now is H will be Nigel Morton or Mike Dryden. And we will find that out.
That's
there you
brilliant.
Go. You're welcome.
I'm hoping Marcus Thirlwell isn't dead.
Senor Thirlwell.
I'm hoping he's not. But your guys, listen, either way, it's going to be incredible. All of those, have you seen the pictures that they've leaked? Like of their paparazzi shots of some of the scenes from the finale?
Yeah.
Guys, we're in for some action.
There's action
picture.
There's action. So there's the two prison wardens in handcuffs. There's balaclava men outside. There's Kate outside. I think, but I'm not sure. I think Kate might be in cuffs in one of those paparazzi
yeah,
style photos
I've seen.
Yeah, I have
to find that one. I haven't seen
I
that
must
one.
Dig it out. There's big action scenes. I think there could be another ambush style situation while Joe is in the back of the prison van being transferred with the prison wardens.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a shootout involving all of AC-12. It's going to go off.
I think it's Ted Hastings' last battle, and I think he might sacrifice himself in order to crack open the case, and his laptop could be the key to the whole thing. We haven't had that laptop return.
No.
He was working with Gail Vellad the whole time. I think he lost faith in anti-corruption and in the police. He turned to Gail Vellad. He worked with her. He gave her loads of intel, which he knew he was going to get caught for. He hid that laptop. And I think that he's going to leave the force and that laptop is coming back out to save the day.
Well, guys, all will be revealed this Sunday, BBC One, 9 p.m. Will we get down to business?
Let's do it.
Fellas, we fell in love with Steve Arnott, played by Martin Compston, all the way back in Line of Duty Season 1. His character is fond of a waistcoat, popping painkillers and riding witnesses. We've seen him fuck down the stairs, framed by the caddy, and grow some great facial hair while always trying to find the truth and do the right thing. We can't believe we're saying this. Martin, welcome to Shrine of Duty.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you, man?
Good, thank you. Martin, thank you so much for giving us your time. We realise that you're really under pressure, so we really, really appreciate it.
No bother at all, guys. And thanks for all the support over the years.
Shall we just get straight into it?
Yeah, go for it, man.
Martin, it's Hannah. Hello. Lovely to talk to you. Look, we've seen the trailer for the season 6 finale. We watched every episode. Are we going to finally find out who H is? Can you please reveal?
Well, I won't quite go the Joe Davidson no comment route, but all I can say to you guys is I think there's a lot of payoffs coming this Sunday. Yeah, there's a lot of big answers that are coming, and I also think it's sort of deserved. You know, people have stuck with us for such a long time, and yeah, I think there comes a point where the natural kind of story arc that's been running all these years is coming to an end.
You say coming to an end, Martin. Are we going to get a season 7?
Again, mate, with that, the genuine answer is we don't know. But that's nothing different for us. We Jed always takes time, like after a series, he always like takes a couple of months because there's a lot of, I mean, stuff that's way beyond my pay grade, but the data, the figures, the analytics, audience scores, I think he likes to take the emotion out of it and sit down and look at all that. But there's different elements this year. It's usually we're looking at just in terms of, do people want us back, you know, because you don't want to overdo it. But there's also, you start, when we get 10 years in, you start to think of legacy. And, you know, and if it goes down that well, in some ways it might be the perfect ending. But then again, you know, we might get to a couple of months and finish, decide there's, but we won't, all what we'd say is we won't do one just for the sake of doing it. That won't happen. Jed will only do it if he feels there's a story there to be told.
And Martin, I have to ask you, if you could choose any guest lead to star in Line of Duty, who would it be?
Okay, it's a funny one to say that because with everything we say now, guys, it's roughly everything we say in the media gets scrutinised. So I'd need to say something ridiculous like Pacino or DiCaprio or something that's unrealistic because otherwise whatever I say they're going to say is happening.
Well, that's the headline tomorrow.
Yeah, so anybody like that, I mean... Yeah, there's a lot of people out there, but because it's been such a huge part of the success of the show has been these phenomenal guest leads, and every year it feels like, well, we can't top that, and then just somebody comes in, you know, right from the off, Lenny, and you've got Kaylee, Danny, Candy, Stephen, and now Kelly. You know, they are really what drives the show. So I think, yeah, it's a great part for anybody if there's another one to go. But again, it's something Jed will take time on.
I can't believe I'm about to ask you this question, but all the way back in season one, somebody took a shit in Steve's car. It's been a talk of and we just want to clear up once and for all in a Shrine of Duty exclusive. Do you know who it was?
I do. I have my suspicions for sure, but it's never clear. But I've got to say, my money's on Mr. Parkinson.
Do you think somebody emailed us a theory to say that they thought it might have been Ted himself, and they had a very long explanation as to why? I can't remember.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I've drove him up the wall sometimes. I mean, I'm sure there's been moments you'd want to have a shit in something of Steve's, but yeah, the gaffer's some man.
Okay, moving on from shitting in Steve's car. Martin, if you could bring back any Line of Duty character, alive or dead, who would you pick?
Again, I'd probably go for Big Parky.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sure you guys know, but I mean, Craig's one of my close friends anyway, and I think he's the actor I've worked most with in my career. I think we've done like 5 or 6 jobs together. You know, we've had dance-offs at films and stuff, like, ridiculous. But Craig actually auditioned for Steve.
Yes!
And so he was a big sounding board for me because I was on another film and I wasn't sure about... I don't like getting distracted when I'm on something. And he called me and said, look, mate, you need to come in for this audition. The scripts are fantastic. Just make sure you read it. Obviously, I read it and went, wow. So he ran the lines for me before I come in. Yeah, so Craig's been, and then just being able to share months on end with one of your best pals film was great fun. And he played the caddy brilliantly. I mean, nobody slurps tea like Craig Parkinson.
He was absolutely amazing. Martin, you guys have so many funny videos of you on set. You're always dancing together. Did anything really funny happen during filming season 6?
Yeah, there was one, again, these sort of big interview scenes, the tension in them is unreal, just because not just so much of the scene itself, which is obviously filled with tension, but just going, can we do this? It's 30 minutes long, and can we get through it? Can we get through it well? And there's usually a time about day 2 after lunch when your mind's just gone and you're on autopilot and you know the giggles are ready to happen because the finish line's in sight, and it's just taking something to go. And Adrian had a bit of a sort of brain freeze, but animal themed. And when there's a bit where he shouts, he's on a rant at Kelly and he says a bunch of racist thugs, and he says it's a bunch of racist slugs. And there was a mountain of evidence, and he said there's a mountain of elephants coming at you. And you were just like, what is going on? And it's just, and we just went, you're all in, because before, I think one of them happened, then everybody's averting each other's eyes and just grabbing your pinching your thigh under the table, not to laugh. And then I think it was the slugs one, and we just, yeah, everybody just lost it.
It's like being in school and just getting really giddy and knowing you're about to get in trouble.
Well, it is, because you're set up against the time thing as well, and you don't want to be the one, because that's the problem with the giggles. People think they're really self-indulgent. They're horrible, but once you start, there's no way back.
We've gotten pretty weird on this podcast, so we can relate. Look, your waistcoats are such a big part of the show. Do you know how that costume idea came about?
Yeah, it was me. It was me decided it. Jed had an idea in the first series. He just kind of wanted layers. He said he wanted Steve to look a bit different. And so it was the second series when I come back in. And Steve just kind of, there was a couple of different thoughts in my head. As one, like, Steve does see himself as Sherlock Holmes. You know, he thinks he's like a super detective. And obviously the great detective, as I say, is Sherlock Holmes. So he's got that idea. But also, he's the overdressed wanker at work. Like, he's the guy in the call centre with a headset on. Like, with the waistcoat, having all the office affairs, and nobody can understand why. You know, like, how is he pulling all these birds? And he's got, because it's just that wee arrogant thing about him that he just thinks he's a wee bit better. You know, I love playing him. He's a joy to play. And the one thing with him is he is an arrogant wee so-and-so, but he really cares about his job. He cares about, I mean, that is the something Jed always drives home to us. Like, well, everything's going on, and especially, and there's a great line this year, and it's kind of aimed in a broader sense, and like a barefaced liar promoted to our highest office. I mean, read into that what you will in our current climate. And this thing is always like, AC12 are what stands against corruption, and never forget that.
Martin, you once said in an interview that you listened to a Line of Duty podcast recap just to kind of refresh your memory on what was going on in the series. At the risk of sounding egotistical, can I ask you, was that us?
It was Shrine of Duty.
I was hoping you might have said no, so it would have been really awkward.
Well, because I had no idea this thing existed. Because it was the time, obviously, the show was doing well, but it's not what it's become now, and now there's multiple podcasts, but I think you guys were the first. I can't remember who told me about it. Somebody, you know, because you get tweeted and stuff going, you have to listen to this thing. And I'd looked at it, and it was before we were coming back, and it said like a series recap. So I went, oh, and it was really helpful, I've got to say.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness. Weren't in a full bleeding lockdown for 4 months over here, I think we'd be going out to celebrate tonight.
We would.
Yeah, good stuff.
And Martin, I have to ask you as well, we have a little segment on the podcast called Lines of Juicy, and we pick out the best lines of the week on an episode. What is your favourite line ever from Line of Duty from any character?
I mean, you're going to go a long way to top Jesus, Mary, Joseph and the wee donkey, aren't you?
And the wee donkey. It was so good this week.
Yeah, I mean, and as well, one of those, you can already see the memes, like, as he's saying it. You know what's coming.
Yeah, it was so good, so good. So Jesus, Mary and Joseph and the wee donkey. Martin Compson, thanks so much for chatting to us. Can we just do a really quick fire round before you go?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, Jackie Laverty or Jill Bigelow?
Jill Bigelow, male gigolo.
Ted or Kate?
Oh, Jesus, guys.
Oh, it gets worse.
I think AD would take it better, so Kate.
And Vegas or Scotland?
Oh, Scotland, all day long.
Okay, yay! That was easy. Thank you, Martin Compson. Thank you so much for chatting to us on Line of Duty. It's been a blast watching you play Steve Arnott in Line of Duty, and we can't wait to see what happens in the season finale on Sunday.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, guys. And again, thank you for all your support over the years.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Oh my God, guys!
What a gent.
That was the main reason I was nervous, was because it's an actor that we followed for so long. And, you know, Steve Arnott isn't a real person. We had to meet the real person there, Martin, in his true Scottish form. And he was just so nice.
He was lovely. And I love that he's on the same page about people's perception of Steve as, you know, people who watch the show are. That, like, he's like, he's the wanker in the office who wears the waistcoat and the headset. Like, yeah,
guys,
really
I
good.
Also can't believe that we asked him who took a shit in his car.
He took it so well.
Well, I can't believe that you guys made me ask that question. It was very conveniently, Brendan was like, well, I'll just take the first one. Oh, Rebecca, I'll take the second one. Oh, I'll take the shit one then. Thanks a million.
I had to bloody ask him if he listened to our podcast. I was sweating about that, but
yeah,
thankfully.
No, that was absolutely awful.
I kind of
would have
loved if he
said
no.
Words came out of your mouth, time slowed down.
Yeah, I was like,
it's just a really audacious thing to ask.
I would have loved if he'd said, no, mate, it was The Guardian. I'd be like, oh, yeah, well, of course it was The Guardian. Why would it be us?
Oh my God, guys,
what a reverend.
Guys, a dream come true. Seriously, a dream come true to be able to chat to Martin Compston. It's the best show on TV. He has brought the character of Steve Arnott to life over the years.
Steve Arnold.
I really would love another love story.
He came up with the waistcoats.
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it?
It's amazing.
And I love that Adrian Dunbar kept talking about animals by accident in the Glass Box Spectacular with Joanne Davidson.
So good.
I just can imagine that they get so giddy on set because they're under so much pressure and the show is so serious. I also really like the answer to the question about season 7, so that at least relaxes me slightly that there isn't a big final ending.
Yeah, they don't
next
know
Sunday,
yet.
And that
yeah,
there is room.
I'd say it'll be tied
all
up
taken,
enough
I don't know.
That if it was the last one but left open that it could continue, yeah.
Mm, he said if Jed has another story to tell or has a story to tell, then it will happen. So let's just hope to God Jed has loads of ideas for another season.
I'm sure he has loads. Guys, that was our chat with Martin Compston. We will, of course, be live tweeting the Line of Duty Season 6 finale this Sunday. It's going into a bank holiday. We can sit up all night dissecting it. Isn't that amazing? We don't have to go to bed.
We can drink loads of Jills and tonics.
Loads of Jill and tonics. We'll be live tweeting Sunday, and we will be back right here for your Line of Duty Season 6 finale podcast recap next Wednesday morning.
Thanks for listening.
End of your terminated. Go on. Piss off.
This is TV worth talking about. So we want to hear what you have to say. Find Shrine Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Shrine Pod.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.